Hey guys, Happy here. I'm just introducing the podcast today.
What? Hold on.
This is Happy.
No.
Yeah.
Happy?
Yeah, Happy.
You're just the new Happy in part. It's not on the podcast.
Dang it. I thought I could get away with it.
Oh.
No.
It was close.
It almost was better. Hold on. I have an idea.
We might need to. No.
Kyle, I'm so mad at you. Shut up.
If you're still upset, we might need to replace.
Yeah, you know what? Knox, hey, you can replace me in parts, and you can replace me on Happy Kyle Productions because Kyle does not film videos for me anymore.
Be careful, man. That's how Bobby Brown went out, man. They voted him off the island, man.
Kyle is basically the menstrual cycle to Battleship Cycles of Marine, okay? He shows up once a month, causes cramps in my life, all right? Puts me in a bad mood.
Well, you can never write me off, though, because I'm the other half of your brain.
I know. You're my external hard drive. I got that. So I'm stuck with you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Joe's stuck with me.
Yep.
Oh. Kyle, nobody's talking to you. Nobody likes you.
I like you, Kyle.
Yeah, I know. Joe likes you.
I like you.
Is that a harpy? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your heartbeat?
Yeah.
I thought you said that herpes. Oh my God. What is going on over there?
Kyle Morgan gave you herpes?
It's coming to life.
Everybody's coming down.
It's coming to life. You should. The gift that keeps on giving, buddy. Hey, Grandma Barbara, love you.
You would know, Happy.
Actually. No, I wouldn't. Okay, so you shut. Hey, no.
No.
Behave.
No, we cannot.
Behave.
We cannot.
We are bagging on Kyle, not on me, okay?
We will redirect our energy.
Don't talk about me, man. Come on.
No. Shut your
Arnold?
That's not Arnold. That's Happy.
Yeah, that's the Italian Arnold.
Yeah.
Happy.
You're the worst Italian impression. It's like, hey, yo, all right. Adrian. Hey, I don't know, man. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why am I chasing this chicken around here? It can feel kind of stupid.
Holy.
Yeah. All right,
nope, you're still horrible, Kyle, at the board. Poor timing, no comic rhythm. It's only episode like 21 or something.
How mad do you think Happy can stay long mad at you? I mean, how long?
I don't know. Let's keep us going. I like this, okay? I don't even want to sit next to Kyle anymore.
That's fine.
I like being in the driver's seat anyway.
That's the only time you're in the driver's seat. You're sitting in the driver's seat at home.
I am.
You are?
Yep.
Do you run things?
Perception's not reality.
Perception's not reality?
Nope.
Okay. All right. What about you? You run things at your house?
For the most part.
Okay. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that.
That's definitely a journey. There's not even a question.
No, that's definitely a journey. But
we know Jess runs it at your house because I heard her on the phone today. She was screaming at you, and then it was like, click. If she had enough balls to hang up on you, then she definitely runs stuff.
I'm okay when she hangs up on me.
Oh, damn.
I'm okay when she hangs up on me. That just means that I don't have to listen to her yelling at me anymore.
I understand. The conversation's over then. I get it.
Love you, babe.
I hate you.
Click.
Still horrible, Kyle. So,
let's talk a little bit why Knox is here.
Why is Knox here? Knox, there's been some position changes here at Battleship.
This is correct. We talked about it a little bit before, but I am officially the new parts manager.
Officially, you are the new Happy back there, huh?
Yeah, parts, warranty, a handful of lots of other things.
Yeah, not really the new Happy, more like the better Happy, kind of like, you know, like the new Transformer, the new Terminator. He was the better one. Came back.
What, like Terminator 2?
Whatever one it was, where the one came back and it was better than the one
before.
The
liquid metal one?
Yep, that's him. He's better than the first.
Let's not, though, because he still died at the end.
Yeah.
Are you setting me up for failure?
Well, the idea was there.
The idea was there? Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, the Browns keep bringing in new quarterbacks. They're not better. I mean, this guy, Baker Mayfield, not better. Yeah.
On the scheme of things for here, though, everything's more organized, clean.
Cleaner.
More consistent.
I didn't get yelled at once behind the parts counter today.
That's true.
This is true.
Yeah.
No screaming.
You're doing work.
This is what I didn't mean.
Menstrual cycle.
Maybe you hit a nerve there. Maybe that's why Kyle doesn't come down, because he's Tired of you happy. Maybe you drove them away.
Oh.
You drove a wedge between us and Kyle.
I'm okay with that then.
Oh.
Now, for the listeners, yes, we have filmed just episode one. We skipped on episode two. This is now episode three, and I'm still pissed off at Kyle. So that's why there's the break.
Episode two will be, what, 3-4 days later?
Episode two, we can actually talk about that. We talked, that was up at the Harley store at Smithfield with Carson. Yep. So, yep. I mean, been big changes as all around with, which has caused minor changes in within each store with this personnel moves and stuff like that. Yeah. And setting up for the future and with our mythical store that we might someday get. Yeah. But yeah.
I talked to Carson at the bike night. I guess it would be yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, but 2 weeks ago. Gotcha. Yeah.
So, I mean, he seemed really excited about it. He said it was very odd, very different. Not really, you know, he seemed like really into it though. So that was good. I didn't really see him because I was like, my eyes were burning from smoke from the grill.
Yeah, you look like you're, I was like crying. You're cutting onions.
Yeah, I lived for like 4 hours straight. So that was fun.
Yeah, I know. I went up to you. Hey, how's it going?
I can't see. My arms
hurt. I smell. It's horrible.
And do you remember what I said back to you? I said, can I get a burger? I mean, sorry.
I guess you have issues
and you're having your own problems. Can you just get me a burger?
I love how you're just like, are you okay? Can I get you anything? My son wants a burger.
I am sorry. So sorry. Can I get my own cheese?
I just expect everyone to say yeah. When they say no, I'm like, all right, so back on to
this was actually a real conversation. If I wanted to know if you actually were having any problems, I was just baking superficial conversation.
To make you feel better.
That's like one of those, hey, how's it going? Oh, terrible.
Well, that's great. Okay, can I just move now? Because, you know, I actually don't want to talk to you. But how was it like being parks manager now?
Oh, man. I thought it was going to be like, I had some inner nerves coming into it, thinking it was going to be a whole lot different from what I was already doing. Honestly, it was probably an easier transition than working under
It's almost like, if Happy could do it, anyone could do it.
Yeah. Well, my thing was like, I was always correcting stuff, and then now I'm just doing it right from the beginning.
Got him.
So for all you just wondering what my new position is here at Battleship, I think I've just become the Walmart greeter to Battleship, okay?
So the Walmart greeter.
That's where you put them out in the pasture.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm just the Walmart greeter to Battleship. It's like, hey, just go talk to Happy for a little bit.
Do you have your receipt where you check that? Okay. Right, cool.
Happy, can you take this guy over here, entertain him a little bit?
Make sure they get fed.
You let everybody know where the restrooms are.
Yep. Exactly, the restrooms. Walk them around. You know, exactly, try not to hit on the women too much, Happy. Just okay, you know, and 80-20. We're supposed to be professional, and this let all going up to do the work. So,
this is true. It's surprising you're actually wearing a Battleship shirt today, and there's only like two pieces of hair on it. So,
I wear a Battleship shirt all the time, sir.
They better be supposed to be on brand.
I am on brand, okay, Carson. I'm always on brand,
yeah.
I would always be on brand if you ever fell through with that tattoo, the idea that, you know, we were supposed to get 2.5 years ago. But that's okay.
I like having the idea that I'm the only one in the whole inner company that has the tattoo.
Do you have a
Battleship?
You got Baker. I didn't know if you had Battleship.
No, he doesn't have Battleship. We were supposed to get Battleship tattoos. Yeah,
but the real on brand is that you have your last name on your arm because you're your own brand.
That's true.
Yep.
Kind of like the Baker brand a little better than the Camerata brand, but it's okay. It pays a little more.
That's true.
Rolls off the tongue a little easier.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he wears a C hat. It's Carson, not Camerata.
No, it's Carson.
It's definitely Carson.
I'm 100% on brand all the time.
Make anything on brand.
I even wear Battleship underwear.
I didn't know they had
Why do you wear underwear?
Yeah, I know that's. I know you don't. That's, So.
If anybody's wondering, never throw a penny.
Fruit of the Loom. They're not freaking.
They're Bulldog Harley Davidson underwear.
Bullshit.
Look at them. Aren't they? Aren't they orange and black?
They are.
Why? Oh, my God. Carson, I will take some Harley Davidson underwear, okay?
They have some up there. I swear they do. I went up there to check the store out. They have Harley Davidson underwear.
I will be happy to wear Harley Davidson underwear.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Dude, their hat collection down there in that picture. It was nice. It was fire.
They're like
fitted.
Like,
yeah, they look nice.
Like new era stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
I want to.
I'm going to wear one of those on the grand opening day.
Ooh.
You know.
You can, too.
I'm going to have to. Just for all you up there, me and Joe are going to be up at Smithfield April 30th for the grand opening of Smithfield Bulldog Harley Davidson. So, what, is that it? Is Smithfield that? Bulldog Harley Davidson in Smithfield?
It is April 30th.
April 30th. This is Saturday.
Yep,
Saturday. I'll be there. Everyone needs to come out. All our listeners definitely need to come out and support Bulldog.
Yeah, we'll be passing out one down, five up stickers, along with everything else. Carson Baker definitely knows how to throw a party and an event.
Yeah, okay? So it's going to be fun.
Unless it's for Battleship, because, you know, ooh, COVID.
No, but do you remember, so you weren't there, but one time at Baker American Cycles for our, I want to say our 3 year, might have been our 2 year, we had someone jump out of a helicopter.
Whoa, what? Ooh. This is before me. Yes. Dang.
I always hear of Carson's shenanigans, like burning out in a race car in the parking lot and like all kind of crazy stuff.
They had someone jump out of a helicopter. They had
helicopters.
They're doing stunts.
What are we going to do?
Jumped out onto into the field right beside the dealership.
What does the Harley Kool-Aid bring for April 30th then?
Who knows? There's really no telling.
I'm really pumped. I'm really excited about this now.
There could be puppy bulldogs.
That would make sense.
Oh my God.
Well, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know that he's not going to get past not having a bulldog at Bulldog.
Well, the Chief, which is really funny. He has a bulldog.
I know he does.
His name is Chief. So I'm still got my little Indian in Harley Davidson. Thank you very much.
I got you, but there's not really, what would you name other than name your dog Harley? I mean, you wouldn't name him like Road Glide or Street Glide. I mean, what would you name
Fat Boy.
Dog? Hey, Fat Boy.
Fat Boy would be an awesome name, okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is soft tail standard.
Come here, Deluxe. Come here, Deluxe.
FLHR, FLHR. Yeah. FLHR, come here, boy.
Street Bob.
Yeah.
You could just go with Bob.
You could go with Bob.
Fat this Bob.
Street Bob. He's good.
And Fat Bob. There you go, Fat Bob.
Hey, Triglad, come on down.
All right, Carson, if you're passing out Bulldogs on the grand opening, I want one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing. He's like Oprah. You get one, and you get one. I'm just saying.
I want if he hand out Bulldog. Okay, I want. I'll name him Fat Bob.
No, please don't name your dog Fat Bob.
I'm naming him Fat Bob.
I feel like so bad for your dog.
You can name him Springer. That might be okay.
Springer.
If he was a red Springer.
Knucklehead.
I'll be okay. I guess if you didn't like him very much.
I like all my dogs.
They're little oddly five shaped, of them. Flathead. You can go with the old ones. The old
no, no, I like Knucklehead. I definitely like Fat Bob.
Oh, you can name him Oil Leak. Come here, Leaky.
Leaky boy.
Hey, there's a guy on the UNC best. His name's Leaky.
I know. That's who we were talking about this morning.
Leaky boy.
Does he trickle down the court?
I don't know.
Speaking of that, who won today? I don't pay attention, or is it not? Happy
it's no Sheldon. Sheldon's okay. Like
I haven't paid attention to it.
He was on edge all day today. Like he's
because of the game.
Like he has no investment in this at all.
He does. His heart, his soul is.
Is he against it? Which one's he on? Duke. UNC.
He's definitely UNC.
No, he's a Duke guy.
Sheldon is all UNC.
That answers the question because I went up to him earlier and I was like, "Hey, you want to do a video?" And he's like, "I don't have time today." And I was like, "Oh, okay, no problem." And then he kept looking at his computer. So you're telling me he wasn't working. Just watch?
No, he was definitely working, Carson. Yeah, he was definitely working.
We did three today. I mean, we definitely did work. There were customers in the building.
Let Joe actually touch deals anymore.
There was a lot of... I did touch a deal today. I did. I felt
I know, because I handed it specifically to you.
Felt good.
We got him done.
Every now and then, he did have to glance and see what the predictions were, because that's just in him. He's got
to. Fair enough.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sheldon... He's definitely changed in his 2 years here.
Yeah.
We probably should have him on the podcast one day.
Oof, I don't know if y'all two could be in the same
You leave space. Us here to run the store all
Talk
the time.
Talk about a boat podcast.
And by us, you mean him. And I just kind of like, you know.
He is your boss, so.
I hate you so freaking much. It's not even funny. Like, that's not even funny at all.
That's what Carson told me.
That's what Carson said.
Carson told me to ask Sheldon if it was okay.
Boss. And he is your boss. So if your boss said it, then it has to be true.
Carson just lives to torment me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if it's the truth or not. He just, if he's going to say it, if it gets under my skin, he's going to say it.
For sure.
Since he's a door greeter now, am I his boss?
Technically, there's some chain of command there. I think so.
Sweet.
Okay, no, I'm not a door greeter, okay? I'm joking. I'm not the door greeter. Right?
He's a door opener. Thank you very much.
Whenever the meet the staff goes back on the website, you're definitely getting the door greeter title.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, he's the door greeter.
Yes. Where's meet staff? Why isn't it on there anymore?
Because we didn't want people to poach our people. It's actually a business tactic.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Who's poaching?
While we were doing the hiring, they didn't want other people to poach off of our hiring.
That's happened with technicians before, so I had to take off all the technicians, and now it's happening with more people.
What? Yes.
Yeah, so if they see them on there, they'll hit them up. Their full name is on there, so they'll get them on Facebook, they'll get them on LinkedIn, they'll get them on any social media platform, and be like, hey, you're making $12 an hour, I'll give you $12.50, and you know how people are. They're like, okay. You know, they don't think of the long term that, you know, that's going to cause, but whatever.
I've seen a lot of movement. Actually,
no one tries to poach me.
Yeah, no, trust me. We know.
They've listened to the podcast.
Yeah, we tried. What's the opposite of poaching? Is that like giving, releasing back into the wild? Yeah, we tried to do that. You came right back.
No, thank you.
Yeah. No. Not
we
that
release
one.
You try to white
fang me. You try to white fang me.
Yeah.
You try to white fang me.
The one behind him.
We release him as a free. Oh, here he is again. He's back. He's a free agent, but he's back.
That's fine, guys. That's cool. Like, we're back to quitting season. It's not just riding season. It's also happy quitting season. Okay, so
just from a parts perspective, though, like WPS changed hands. AC Delco changed hands for our local dealer.
Oh, really?
Reinhardt changed hands
The AC Delco guy?
So we had the old guy. He changed over to that young
guy. That changed over a ton of times.
Yeah. Oh,
that old guy was so cool. He gave me like the supplier pricing for GM.
Yeah. And now I have Jamie over Western Powersports instead of Sid. Like, it's just everybody.
He's
in house,
though. He doesn't come to dealers, though, does he?
Jamie? No, he's going around. He already was talking to me the other day saying that his name is Jamie Williams. He said he's going around.
And still no Troy.
For Parts Unlimited.
Still.
He's still the parts rep, and I still can't get up with him.
You see him about once every 6 months.
Yeah. I don't know. I met him once, I think, since I've worked here last year.
No, he's been here.
So if I'm the menstrual cycle, he's the UTI.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, he's the UTI. Do you get a UTI every 6 months?
No. I was just trying to go off the girl thing. I thought that was a thing.
Yeah.
Because you're the period.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that's.
Anyways, what else is. So has parts gotten better? Like, in a sense of, are we getting parts? Are we getting, like, regular parts?
Speaking of, where's my tire? No, I'm just.
What I did see that worked better is now that, if we use it to its full capabilities of when we order the unit, we put the parts in there when we order the unit.
That's making things really work, like, a little difficult, though, because parts are coming in here.
You can't track them as good.
I can't track them as well. It has their name attached to it, but the problem is now I have inventory sitting in the parts room that's in my inventory. It sits in my inventory until we sell it to the unit because it's not sold over to it yet.
Yep.
I just have to make sure that I don't misplace any of that stuff or accidentally grab a wrong box because that unit's not here to sell to, so... It's a slippery slope if we have too many of those units pre-sold with their parts attached to it.
But did make the part. It seemed like the parts came in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, they came in. Well, they came in quick.
Take 6 months, but
it's hot. Yeah, you're gonna have some more stuff in your office for a while.
Yeah,
that's not an office. That's just a storage room.
It's the second parts room.
The second parts room, man.
We've outgrown that parts room the day we moved in. Okay,
that's a fact.
Yeah, that's why we're getting a new building.
The mythical building.
Can't wait.
It's not mythical. There's a space. It's cleared. There's material.
There's a lot of mythical stuff going on.
Like your sex life.
Well, we don't know this. This is 3 weeks from now. Kyle's sex life could have rebounded, and we might have Morgan. we might have Morgan 2.0 staring at us. So we don't know. 3 weeks from now,
I'll give you an update.
Little hole, right quick. Let's dig him in the hole.
Yeah. Shoot, Morgan might be back. We don't even know.
We won't go there.
This is so much more fun this time.
This is normally if y'all are bad together, this is calls for a fight in the future.
I don't plan on it.
Like, they could be back, and this episode could actually cause them to break up again.
Yeah, it could.
This is true.
Wow. It could be a rift in time space continuum. Holy moly.
This is like a parallel universe or something like that.
This is wild. I wish you luck.
Yeah.
May the odds be ever in your favor. Yeah. About that, also, I didn't know if y'all knew this, listeners. So our new, we sent one of our salespeople to Pirate Ship. He's the new finance manager down there.
Yeah.
His dad was actually in the Hunger Games.
What?
He played Katniss Everdeen's dad.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Yes.
Old Troy.
Yeah.
Not Parts Unlimited
Troy. Is that why he's getting
Troy?
All the women?
No, that's because he's absolutely gorgeous.
That's probably the chiseled abs and the chin that, you know, could cut glass. But... doesn't have much to do with his dad being in Hunger Games. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
me. Oh, for it was actually Chris Linger, our episode back in episode 3.
Yep, Chris Linger. We just didn't mention. Did we mention in that episode his dad was in Hunger Games?
No. But I'm just letting know. Chris Linger, like, he's moving on up. He's another one.
He's doing big.
So
from Ace to Chris.
I mean,
it's pretty much just any employee's Battleship has. Just, you know, if you need an employee, any of the other stores, just call me. You know, we'll see what we can do. Get you any management you need.
Some quality people.
We're actually poaching our own people.
Except for Happy. I know there will be no calls. It's okay.
If there's any Indian dealerships out there that want an Indian representative, okay.
Can you just maybe just call to make them feel good? We know you really don't want them. Just call anyway.
I mean, hey, you know, I'm willing to travel. I'm willing to move. It's cool.
Apparently, he's willing to start a podcast with just him. He only wants to hear himself. Yeah, it's okay.
Good thing I know that Happy can't move. So, yeah. Can't move. He can't go anywhere. I got him trapped. It's fine. In so many ways, he doesn't even realize. It's so funny.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yay. Hey, move on up. Come to door greeter. Yay. I'll be good for life. AKA, the house always wins, okay? Yeah. House always wins. I
talked to you that a long time ago, Happy.
I know. Yes, you did. Yep. There was a couple months I won there. A couple months.
That's what got you hooked.
That's what got me hooked.
Yeah, it's like, like a drug dealer. Give me just a little bit. Get a little high. You come back for the rest. It ain't going to be the same.
It's cool.
Well, Joe is definitely from Fayetteville.
The good thing is...
You're still chasing that high?
Yeah.
That's all right. Anyways, things are going well. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I like it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, when you can sell motorcycles every day, it's not really a bad day, you know?
No, I love it. I get to talk motorcycles with people. I get to...
Happy can
you're
be happy.
More in depth into the conversation about all this with people because you get to speak to every one of them.
Realistically, if Happy was a door greeter at Walmart, he would last all of about 45 minutes and he wouldn't be employed anymore. They'd be like, why are you yelling at every customer?
Let me see your receipt.
Why are you harassing them?
My highlighter's not working.
Do you listen to 1.50?
You're not wrong. I have nothing here.
I can only imagine somebody coming out. Oh, just checked out, and they got a Harley freaking shirt on. He's like, got to pat you down.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where you got to watch all the videos before you get hired to make sure you don't do the things you're not supposed to do. And you'd be like, hold on, I ain't supposed to do that stuff. But those are the things I ain't supposed to do. Oh God.
I can't raise my voice, remember that one time
when Jesse was going to Lowe's. Okay?
Yeah, and he listed all the
seventeen different things you're not supposed to do as an employee at Lowe's. And I literally hit every single one of them by lunchtime.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was like, oh man, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Well, jeez. I mean, I hope I'm a good tax break. I must be a tax break for Carson or something like that. Like,
can't take smoke breaks there or something?
What?
He doesn't smoke.
That was another.
You trying to? That's cool. You can be a douche, Kyle. I don't care. You know, at least I actually show up.
He quit smoking. His family can't be mad at him if he quit.
Yeah.
He's been quit for like 10 months now or something.
Yeah, something like that.
A long time.
Yeah.
Longer than Kim.
Yeah. And I actually show up, Kyle.
I'm here.
Yeah, first time.
I'll see you in like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, I know. I got it. Okay, only because
they have to come to you.
I mean,
no, we're kind of meeting in the middle this time.
We're doing this number. We have to go to Smithfield. So
how far is that from Fayetteville? Because I have never
like an hour.
It's like hour Smithfield. Hour from here.
It's hour and a half from here.
Hour and a half. Yeah. So we're going up there. Are we leaving early that day to go up there? Are we doing it afterwards?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, I think we're doing it.
We're doing it in the evening.
Yeah.
Because we're doing it
when it's an hour and a half to get up there. I mean, are we doing it at 7:30 or are we doing it?
No, I mean, you can leave earlier.
Okay. You're going to be here. You're going to be a pirate ship.
I don't know.
I love how we're figuring this out now.
Yeah.
We're actually figuring this out now for last week's episode.
Yeah. Just know I'll be there.
It's going to be really weird. I'm telling you. If the first episode, he was very upset. Third episode, a little upset. Second episode, is he going to be upset at all?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's probably going to be like,
this is the third episode.
He's
going
to play angry. No, he's saying the second episode, you're going to be happy again.
You're not going to be mad at Kyle anymore.
Whatever. You guys know this is walking. Look, this is a comedy show that we've turned into a motorcycle podcast that is just basically just subscribe and listen to us and let us know if you want to talk about certain motorcycle things. So there's still part shortage.
Yes.
It still sucks.
We never really entered into that.
Let's go with this. Okay. Going back to this, there's still part shortage. Uh-huh. Still sucks. Okay. Yeah,
it's terrible.
There's still bike shortage. For VCMs. Okay. And black powder coated parts. We can't.
Yeah, it seems to be like, yeah, for Dark Horse, you know.
I mean,
you're telling me black powder coated parts you can't get?
Yeah, no. So they're saying they're trying to push chrome that, you know, if you buy a chrome bike, you can probably get it 10 times faster.
Apparently, no one's bought a chrome bike in the last like 2 years.
So, does that mean that there's no Harley's would you make being chrome built?
Parts then?
No, that's what I'm saying. Harley has it figured out a little bit more, I do believe, because, I mean, our really? Harley store has inventory.
Yeah, they have a pretty significant inventory from what I've seen, too. Yep. So,
they're also new dealers, so they get preference on.
I don't know.
Inventory. Shut up. That's what I'm telling myself to sleep, feel better at nighttime, okay?
Yeah, I just think they have it a little more figured out than Indian does, but.
Which is good. I mean, I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I mean, we have a Harley store now, so I don't care. It's fun. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's fun being everywhere.
We can literally, at this point, service any
anything.
Brand. Yep. We can get you any brand. We can get you any motorcycle you want between the five stores.
Yep. So.
So we get more stores. We're just going to keep restoring and keep acquiring stores?
Yeah, maybe.
So where's your dream store, Joe? If you say Florida, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I already said it. I want to be warm 24/7.
So stupid.
But 365.
That's like muggy and buggy.
I don't care. Muggy, buggy, and
alligatory.
And up. You have such beautiful like, smooth I mean, skin, sir. Why would you want
to
let it
get I feel like if he goes to Florida, anywhere near the coast, he's going to be like, oh, boat. You're going to have to be a boat salesman again.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's coming from me.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, I mean, the Florida would probably be cool. Anywhere it's warm.
I know you would try to take Happy with you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we'd have to figure out the
situation. Alabama.
I have them trapped. I have to untrap them.
No, it's okay. You just have to, you know, hey, you just give me a little more of that, like, that good stuff, and then be like, oh, okay, by the way, now
give
we're
me
here.
A little more of that good stuff.
As he points at your butt, what which are you is talking even weirder.
About? That sounds very cryptic. I'm out. I don't know. I'm out. There's no good stuff here, I promise.
I know, that's
I'm not
Kim
giving
says.
Any good
Trust
stuff.
Trust me, Kim tells me this all the time. Okay?
There's no good stuff coming from me. None. Zero. She tells you all the time. Like, what?
But on the other hand, can't we go someplace where there's like mountains? Like,
I
like
it's cold in the mountains.
He wants to be able to ride.
Hey, no, there ain't no damn mountains to get warm.
Journeys.
No, I want warm. No, I want it warm.
Yeah,
Twisties I want and turnies.
I want it warm, and then you can have your mountains. You know, a little bit of a.
I'll build
a
you a road that just constantly twists and comes back like this.
So a circle.
As long as it's like warm.
Go to a track in Florida.
That circles is one direction. You're going like
no.
A,
you can like you can go. Track. You don't have to go in an oval track.
No. We could do like a twisties and turning track where you bank this way, then you bank that way.
What about like San Diego? That'd be cool, like somewhere warm.
San Diego.
Yeah, like somewhere
Smash
like.
Smash for whale's vagina.
Is that really what it means?
No. You haven't seen Anchorman?
I would have believed
it. I haven't took my Spanish class yet. I'm signed up.
You haven't seen Anchorman?
No.
See, I always think of Happy Moore as the guy who's screaming loud noises.
No.
That's you. Just screaming loud noises.
I'm not Steve Carell.
You are. You're Steve Carell.
No, I'm not. I'm more like the, what's the guy?
Not Will Ferrell.
No, not Will Ferrell. That would definitely be, unfortunately, Joe. But
hey, keep his name out your mouth. Sorry.
You're not funny, Kyle. And I'm more like the sports broadcaster dude. This talks out of style.
Oh, the bald guy?
Yeah. Or Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. 60% of the time, it works every time. Oh, God.
You guys literally haven't seen
it. I have.
I saw it.
It's been a good, like, I haven't seen it like 7 years, 8 years.
Such a great movie.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. So San Diego would be nice, yes.
Yes, nice and warm.
Okay.
Warm
I mean, Arizona.
Yeah, it's getting a little hot.
Dry hot.
That's fine. Just as long as it's warm. I don't care if it's dry hot.
That's not what Texas.
Like, as soon as you say, you know, like, Arizona, New Mexico.
No, the snow's in Texas now. I'm out.
What?
It does.
That was one time.
No, I'm out. I don't want it times.
Just pull a freaking, what's his name?
When's the last time it snowed in Orlando? Tell me
It
that.
Snowed here this year.
But not in Orlando.
It has.
No.
It snows there all the time.
What's the freaking...
Disneyland?
Just pull Ted Cruz. Hey, just pull Ted Cruz.
Hey, Siri.
Just pull Ted Cruz and go to freaking Cancun.
When's the last time it snowed in Orlando?
It's not going to know.
Okay. I found this on the web for when's the last time it snowed in Orlando. Check it out.
45 years ago. You know what? I'll take every 45 years I get a little flurries.
When's the last time
it snowed? And it was probably like 70. Oh my goodness, why is it snowing in the 70?
When's the last time it snowed in like Dallas, Texas?
It's last year?
Last
year.
Yeah, but before that. Oh,
last year,
really?
It's been snowing there.
It snows, yeah. It snows. It doesn't.
I didn't think it did that.
No,
yeah. No, I'm thinking like, you know, Austin's awesome. I love Austin. This, you know, keep stay Texas weird. Stay weird. Yeah. Keep weird, Austin. Keep Austin weird.
Yeah.
I can fit in there with my hippie wife. That's cool. And then, but the outskirts of San Antonio is awesome.
Oh, we got to be warm all the time.
Florida. That's
Florida.
Right.
Florida.
You can go to California. Jacksonville, and then that way, you know, you just come up just a little bit.
It still gets cold in color, Jacksonville.
It's not that cold.
No, if it's anything like Jacksonville, North Carolina.
I'm saying then you can head up north and go to Georgia and hit the mountains.
These new chairs we bought aren't as comfortable as the old ones.
The old hemorrhoid makers.
These episodes can't be as long.
You were so excited about these chairs. This is the first time you sat.
They look good as shit.
This is the first time you sat in this chair for any time frame?
For 30 plus minutes, yeah.
This is why I brought my chair
this
over.
This is what
we're going
to have to
sell.
Can I help you?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse us. We're having technical difficulties here.
Thanks. Raise the mic.
We're going to stand for a little bit.
And you got cushion on that ass.
I know. Well, there's no cushion on the seat. So the cushion has to be cushioned for it to be
the
comfortable.
The problem with the chair seat is that it's literally flat. There's no curvature for your actual butt to sit into.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're literally sitting on bare wood.
Yeah, it's just your butt bone against wood.
All right. Well, yep. That's that. All right. You guys got anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
excited to hear about your bike next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we actually talk about it, if Kenny can ever be on.
Yeah. Oh,
and I got a bike, too.
Oh, you bought a Challenger. You bought a Challenger.
It's a big boy bike.
I had to pull an MLB Switch for you, but, you know, congratulations.
Man. It's much cleaner now than whenever we got it.
It's a lot cleaner now.
I'm going to have to go to the chiropractor like this. My back even hurts now.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Oh, okay. No. Okay. What's up?
I'll bet you.
Oh, no.
$20 that Joe gets a bike before the end of the season of the podcast.
He just threw $20 down.
Is that $20 to pay out because you didn't, or is that $20?
I'm not buying a bike.
Why aren't you buying a bike?
Huh? Because.
Are you going to get
a
boat?
I buy a bike. That's
times.
One less bike a customer can buy.
I didn't say what kind of bike you were going to get. Eventually, I said a bike.
And no matter what bike it is, it's one less that a customer can buy. And I don't want to take something away from our customers.
Why don't you just sweet?
Mm-hmm. You want me to wholesale you a bike? I probably have several.
Yeah, I have some in the tool shed.
I think it's just because you're cheap.
No, it's. I mean, if the bike that I'm going to buy is going to be a bike that a customer is going to want.
Then I think we should just order you a Chieftain Elite.
I told you I have a Scout
or
Rogue.
A Challenge Jeep.
I have a Rogue ordered.
I know.
Which, that makes it good, because then you already have one that's specifically for you. So.
No.
But the good thing is, if you did buy, like, a Chief or something that we have come in, then you could just take that Scout and sell it to somebody as a counter. I mean, I understand that there's a little bit of price difference there, but still, I mean.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I want you to get a bike, Joe.
So we can all
ride
together.
Never knows what the future holds.
I mean, there's going to be a point when we actually have bikes again.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if we want to ride, I can. I mean, I'll find something to ride. We'll be all right.
All 10 minutes you ride?
Yeah.
Well, if you have something comfortable,
so
you
So I go
ride
Joe.
Longer.
I go Joe last night. I was like,
it can't have a wooden seat.
Hey, Joe. I was like, you want to ride to Smithfield for the grand opening? And he goes,
uh-uh.
And he goes, I was like, why not? He goes, because I'd never ride more than 25 minutes.
Like, that would be like going 95 and going
fast. That's
like
going to highways and going like speed.
I went on the highway one time with my Scout, and I'm telling you, man. That's
not the ride that you're going to be doing now.
The semis were just like, and I was like, oh, God, no.
That's because you're on a Scout 6.
Yeah, but a Scout is really meant for the city more than anything.
I get that. That's what I was riding. That's what I had. That's what I bought. So that's, I mean, I didn't have a choice. Let me go trade my bike in so I can ride on this 95 real fast. That's not what I did. Oh, God.
Well, let's get you something bigger.
Let's close my eyes and
hope. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, he rides for 20 minutes, but he closes his eyes.
That's for five. So he only remembers 15 minutes of his riding time frame.
How was your ride? I don't really remember. I only rode 10 minutes this time, and five of it was closed.
My eyes were closed.
But we definitely ordered Joe a helmet already for his mythical bike.
I have a helmet, so I mean, it's...
You can ride on the back of Happy's
bike. You bought a helmet, but you don't want to buy a bike this year?
Yeah, the helmet was really cool. I had to get it before. The last time this helmet came out, it discontinued, and they stopped
what
selling
is it?
It. It's the Illuminati helmet, that Scorpion mix.
Oh, okay. I'll have to see it.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
I will.
It's all in the office.
It's in the office. Show it to you.
Got triangles all over it?
It does have a triangle, actually.
Just
with
one.
With the eye?
Two. Yeah, of course.
It's one, because it's got the head on the other side.
Yeah. It's got a lot of, it's got dead presidents on it.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, you know.
Sounds exciting.
It's got them.
Damn, you killing them.
I don't know what you're doing. Right, what is this? What is this clicking thing?
You know.
What are you doing here? You're getting a teardrop on a tattooed or something? Like, what?
Hey, man, don't let me get my newer, older people on you, okay?
You ain't got shit.
Well,
hey, man.
You said new world order.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Spicy meatballs.
All right, I think we...
Oh, no.
Hey,
how you doing? Spicy meatballs.
All right, pennies, sit down.
Yeah. Pennies?
Pennies.
I hate you so much.
Why?
All right, so two things.
No,
There's two reasons why I call them pennies. No. Everybody's going
to
hear about
it. No, I don't want everybody to hear about it. You mute his
hold
mic.
Hold on, he's going to give us his your
I
two
don't
cents.
Want it.
So the first one is, never throw a penny down Happy's butt crack because it will make him madder than you have ever seen him
in your entire
life.
If you see Happy's butt crack out, you feel like you have to throw something down.
Exactly, because it is like this much of it exposed.
It's not that much of it, okay?
Yeah,
Your whole back runs into it.
He's still saying it's not that much.
It's not that much.
It's maybe like this much, okay? But you know,
so good 3 inches.
You're definitely going to see butt crack, okay? You come to the battleship, you most likely see butt crack. I'm sorry, it's just... Yeah.
So it takes pennies, not quarters.
Yeah. Well,
no.
You could throw dollar bills down.
They put half dollars down.
Big
Kennedy ones? Yeah, you could throw them bad boys
one
down.
One time I just chucked a tuna can. Just lost, man. Yeah. Just straight gone.
That's that smell.
That's that smell.
Second one. Back when Happy smoked, which is...
Oh, my God.
A long time ago, he had a penny smell.
I thought that was just his cut because it was just like, so
like just wet leather.
Wet leather.
No, it's the skin.
Why do you smell like Abe Lincoln? Dang it.
My cut.
All Abe.
Oh, I'm telling you,
my old cut
so
would smell horrible.
You bring it in and hang it up. I think there's still some permeation over there from that.
Especially
cut.
Like after it got wet, if I rode it when it was what, rainy or something like that. Oh, my God.
I remember when we cleaned out your bags on your old bike and we pulled those leather gloves out the bottom and they were still wet after it was, like, dry all summer. They were just moist in the bottom of the bag.
Yeah. Like
yeah. They were, like,
which is basically what we would look like every single day in Florida.
Because it rains every day in Florida.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
No, I do not like humidity. That is, like, so hot.
There's nothing
you
better.
Were in Fayetteville. You know what humidity is like.
Nothing better.
I know, and I hate Fayetteville.
Yeah. As long as you have a good air conditioner, we'll be good.
He just wants to go to Florida and stay inside.
That's all Joe wants. Joe wants to go to Florida and stay inside.
Be like outside. Yep, it's still warm out. That's good.
I love the AC. I don't understand why it matters where you move to. You don't go outside.
See the sunshine through the window.
You know when you have to like walk to your truck. Yeah. That's what he's...
God, that's miserable.
The one thing Joe will pay for to change the AC unit every day here.
Every July. Which is great why we have Bruce.
Yeah, he's starting to be an HVAC tech.
I mean, he's just going to become the battleship facility manager.
He's just going to drain the buckets out and dump them outside like the other guy does.
God, can we get our mythical building, please? Yeah. The Great White Buffalo.
It's coming. Don't worry, it's coming. It's building.
All right.
It's building itself.
Yeah.
Now that we finally got the Great Wall Battleship up, Jesus.
Oh,
have you seen the wall yet, Kyle?
Yeah, I just saw it and they were like, have you seen the wall? I was like, oh, yeah. Makes you Dang, feel that's
small.
Tall.
Makes you feel small.
Yeah. I literally was taking pictures all around it, but I just wasn't looking. But yeah, that how tall is that thing?
20 feet.
20 feet?
Yeah. Look at the 12 by 12s behind it. It is legit. Yeah, they're concreted in. It ain't going nowhere.
I can only imagine if that thing starts to tip. And
no, it won't. It's
no.
Yeah, if there's a hurricane, the building would go before the simple water. I promise.
Yeah. The first one, it was just.
The first one was, I don't know how still sit.
4x4s just sunk in the dirt. They didn't even try. They tied it to trees.
I heard it was expensive. I heard it was really expensive.
Just shut your mouth.
Yeah, it was. Wood is expensive. It's like gold. It's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like we made a fence out of
Joe
gold.
And I both personally just built fences. Yeah, we did. They are expensive.
They are expensive.
Yeah. I build all the time, so I understand.
Yeah. Oh, you do. Yeah, that's true. You do know.
Yeah, because you don't come down here.
There you go.
Do you do remodels, Kyle?
Yeah.
You remodel your house
already?
Yeah.
Maybe that way we can actually get Kyle down here more than, you know, once a month.
That would be a good idea if we hire you to come down here.
Long distance to
all the trouble.
Well, I got a place to stay.
Yeah, so there's some places.
Where?
I got some stuff I need you to do.
Either with Joe or Carson or, you know, I can call Colton, irritate him.
Yeah.
Colton's going to be a cop, so.
Do you like kids?
Yeah, true.
Do you like kids?
Sometimes.
Okay. No. That's why he's not
with
his girlfriend anymore.
I like certain. Gosh, I like
Happy
certain
kids,
but
all
if they
kids,
if they throw crap and all, oh heck, and like anything below like 2 years old, I'm like just keep.
Yeah,
I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, kids older than that, be okay. It'll be fine. They sleep a lot.
They sleep a lot.
Did you meet your stand goal today?
Yeah, I did yesterday. From the bike night.
Yeah,
all that walking. That was a little more than I was used to. It was,
but don't put him on a hard seated chair. It doesn't matter. He'll still stand back up.
Yeah, I had like I don't even want to sit right now.
I can tell. Yeah. I'll trade, but you can have my chair.
We have a problem with chairs in the shop.
They
like
break
our shop,
you break them.
I don't break all of them. I did not break yours.
You broke at least three of them
behind the tower or the cubicle.
You broke two of the three stools we had. And
no, only fold. One. I only broke one.
No. You said I watched you sit on two of them, and they just go, and you go laying out on the floor.
Oh, the fly stools! Those things were really crappy.
And then, you folded the back off of it.
Yeah, I don't even know how that happened. Like I tried to look, I cut it open to look at it, and the wood was split in half. Like,
I remember seeing that.
I couldn't even put the back. Like you know, normally if something's split and broken, you can at least set it back, make it look like it's not broken anymore.
I think it was one of those like shattered. I can't believe, and he like leaned back a little bit and.
Yep.
Like exploded.
And then I didn't break your chair.
My chair's not broken.
In the cubicle? Or Shelton's chair?
It's not broken. It just like.
What about that chair at parts that has like the handle for the.
This one?
Yeah, that
this
one.
This one right here. That one. I'm pretty sure that was Joe.
Or
but it's okay because this is my,
that
like,
thing
this
looks
is my wedding
like
registry beeper. This is what I point at people.
That reminds me of like Flo, like, oh, this is your name, your prize tool.
It is. I just start giving that to Happy.
That's in case anyone comes in, runs in, tries to like shoot. Hold on, wait a minute, they're armed. I might back up. They won't see us the arm.
I get it.
Armrest.
Yeah. Nope, that's not what we were going for, but good try.
God.
You are pretty quick on the draw with that thing.
Dude, I do it every day, all day long. You're gone. It's done.
You're done for.
It even has numbers on the side like it's loaded.
How many bullets?
It's got safety, magazines. Like, it's going way too into this. We play this with that too much.
And folks, that's your new parts manager at Bastion Cycles and Burning. So,
taking care of business. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyways. I have nothing else for this episode.
If anyone wants to meet Joe at High Noon, just let him know.
And now everybody knows to bring pennies.
Yeah. Bring pennies.
If someone starts throwing pennies at me.
Ooh, they can make a wish into your ass crack.
They're going to end up in Happy's beta container, though.
Oh, my God.
I hope my parts show up.
If people start throwing pennies at me, I'll open someone's ass, okay?
I hope. Please come in and throw pennies at Happy. It will make my
day. If someone starts throwing pennies at me, I'm whooping someone's ass. I'm telling you. Just Joe and Joe.
Hey, that's guys. Cheap. That's cheap.
So is your. I don't like you still, Kyle.
Still? Gosh, you're going to have to get over this.
Never.
All right.
Because we haven't filmed a video in 6 months, Kyle.
Yeah, but the...
6 months.
This is 3 weeks in, so this is
yeah,
the
so we don't
video.
Know. We might know. By this time, this area, we talk no. about this.
If, I will give you $20 if Kyle's down here before freaking...
Okay. Can I take $20 and use it for gas?
Yeah, exactly. It costs him $150 to get down here.
Is that why you have it coming? Because the gas prices went up?
No. Well, you should ride your bike. Well, I could ride my bike, but the problem is I have to carry all this stuff.
Why don't you get a bagger?
Yeah, we get something you put stuff
well,
on.
Then let me borrow a bagger.
Yeah. Why don't you buy a bagger?
Because I'm not there yet.
Hey, I know someone who will end a freaking chief bobber.
Do what now?
Didn't you want a chief?
I was looking at one, yeah.
We just got a chief in today.
Ooh. Oh. A used one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's actually the nice one. It's
got nice. It's got
a chief bobber.
It's got the 12-inch mid.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll look at it after this.
We'll see.
Well, yeah.
Does that have mid controls or
forward? I don't appreciate
it's the got forward controls on the bobber.
The wink and then the extra kissy face. That was too much.
Shut up, Kyle.
I got this way from Happy.
Oh, no.
We are one in the same, yeah. Unfortunately.
He's actually, I've created a better version of me.
Yeah. This is Happy Feet, Happy Hands.
I hate you so much.
Happy Feet, Happy Hands.
I hate you so much. All right, folks, sign this off, Kyle, because
hey, did you hear what the pizza guy asked for today?
No, what?
I made it in the thing in the comments whenever the pizza guy dropped off lunch. Asked for Happy Feet. I did. Is there a Happy Feet here? Oh, yeah, he's right there.
Were you dancing?
I do that joke. No one does that joke to me.
Were you dancing?
Nobody drinks makes me bleed my own blood.
Yeah, he was like. Do a little Happy Feet dance.
Yeah.
Over there. Dancing his little heart out.
All right. Who's signing out?
New Happy?
Yeah.
Let's happy go for it.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. I don't know how to sign out.
Hey, folks. Thanks for listening. No one down, five
them.
Up.
No one prepped them.
Hey, folks. This is
folks. This is Happy. Yeah. This is it for the show today.
Thanks for listening. One down, five up. My name is Lux. I hate you, Gorilla.
That sounded perfect. It sounded just
shut
like
up, Kyle.
See you guys.
Bye.